A word of warning. What follows includes harrowing testimony and graphic descriptions of human rights violations.
They became known as the Cradock Four: Matthew Goniwe, Fort Khalate, Sparrow Mkonto, and Sitxhelo Mhlauli. On the 27th of June 1985, these four men left the small eastern Cape town of Cradock for a meeting of the United Democratic Front in Port Elizabeth. A few days later, their mutilated and charred bodies were found in the bush outside the city. Convicted Vlakplaas commander Colonel Eugene de Kock recalled that Goniwe's death was the beginning of the end of apartheid. Who killed Matthew Goniwe was a constant refrain for 13 years until February 1998, when a group of former security policemen finally stepped forward and said, "We killed the Cradock Four." Zolo Ntutu, Darren Taylor and Tapelo Mokushani report.
It's midnight in the deserted Olifant's Kop Mountain Pass, halfway between Port Elizabeth and Cradock. The four friends are supposed to sleep over in Port Elizabeth, but Matthew Goniwe and Fort Khalate haven't seen their loved ones in a long time. They have been organizing South Africa's first black boycott of white businesses. Suddenly, a car with a flashing blue light forces them to stop. A voice shouts, "Police, we want to question you." The four men are handcuffed and bundled into vehicles.
We knew Ford and we certainly knew Matthew were targets, and there had been many death threats.
Derek Swartz.
Against at least Matthew, and I know maybe one or two occasions Ford as well.
The chief enemy that they were after, as revealed in the inquest, was Mr. Goniwe.
Gili Skweiya.
And Mr. Khalate, they hated them with a passion.
The police death squad drives the four into the bush next to the sea and sand dunes at St. George's Strand. The killers tell the hushed audience in Port Elizabeth. Sparrow Mkonto was the first to die.
More than anything else, the community wants to know exactly what happened that evening. Why did Sparrow Mkonto, for instance, have a bullet wound?
Saki van Zyl.
Hy het nie sy greep verslap nie. Dit was baie vinnig, dit was baie instinktief.
Sparrow Mkonto wouldn't slacken his grip. It happened very fast.
Captain Saki van Zyl takes Mkonto into the bush. Death is near. Even though Mkonto is handcuffed, he grabs the policeman around the neck and fights for his life.
I fired one shot over my shoulder without seeing where I actually hit him. He let go of me and I pushed his hands over my head. I then pulled him out of the car, threw him onto the ground, and immediately shot him in the back of the head.
But Van Zyl's order is to stab and not shoot the activists so that it looks like a vigilante attack. Van Zyl is in a fix, so he asks three black colleagues to do the dirty work.
Ek het vir Faku gesê dat ons hom met 'n mes sal moet steek.
I told Sergeant Amos Faku that we would have to stab Mkonto. Mr. Faku and the two other black members stabbed the corpse with a knife or knives. They then took petrol out of my car, poured it over the body and set it alight.
Saki van Zyl says Faku, Warrant Officer Glenn Mgoduka and Askari Kolile Sakati then stabbed Stelo Mhlauli to death. But before they burn Mhlauli's body, they hack off one of his hands. This was the only way they could get the handcuffs off, explains Van Zyl. Several victims of human rights abuses have testified that the security police later displayed what they call the baboon's hand in a bottle at their Port Elizabeth headquarters. Van Zyl tells Major Eric Taylor to do his bit for the war against the dark forces of communism.
Ek het meneer Khalate.
Eric Taylor.
Ook van achteraf geslaan met hierdie ijzervoorwerp.
I also hit Mr. Fort Khalate from the back with this iron object, more or less where the neck joins the head. He fell down and I was under the impression that he was unconscious. The black members then stabbed him with knives.
I don't think I will ever forgive them.
Nomonde Kalata.
Even if they can get amnesty or not, but I won't forgive them, because last time when I met Taylor, I don't think he was telling the truth. He was far away from telling the truth.
Shortly before the amnesty hearing, Nomonde Kalata meets the man who murdered her husband at a Dutch Reformed church in Port Elizabeth. Eric Taylor was sobbing, says Kalata.
Dit was werklik 'n behoefte wat net begin ontstaan het.
The need to meet Mrs. Kalata really stemmed from a Christian point of view. I don't think amnesty was more important to me than reconciliation at that stage. I was very emotional. I think it's an experience that will stay with me for a very long time.
Well, he was expecting me to say I forgive him, but I did not say that. I was terribly hurt when I saw him. I was angry. I felt like somebody who was for the first time hearing the news of my husband. And I thought he was a very hard person. He waited for the right time to come out so that he can get forgiveness from me. Yet he had let me suffer for so long with these children of mine. I can't forget Mr. Taylor. I can't forget anyone. I can't forgive them.
Saki Van Zyl leaves it to warrant officer Gert Lotz to kill Matthew Goniwe.
Terwyl die persoon voor my uitgeloop het, het ek hom hierdie veer van agteraf oor die kop geslaan.
While Matthew Goniwe was walking in front of me, I hit him on the back of the head with a piece of iron. He appeared to be unconscious or dead and wasn't moving. The black members then stabbed him with knives. I'm sure the family hates me for what I did.
Sal die familie my ook haat oor dit wat ek gedoen het.
I don't know. I don't want to use the word hate. It's a heavy word. It's a terrible word.
The Cradock Four widows understand why their husbands were killed. They wanted to overthrow apartheid. But what they can't accept is the way in which the amnesty applicants murdered them. And the lasting image of their husbands is four mutilated and burnt bodies.
Do you agree that the 63 stab wounds is evidence of barbaric conduct?
Mr. Chairman, in retrospect, absolutely. Instruction was that this killing should look like a vigilante attack. A more humane way of doing it would not have had the same effect.
Does your answer mean that you were prepared to behave like a savage barbarian in order to mislead anyone that bothered to investigate the murders that you had committed?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.